Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
I'll do a social distancing massage for you. I'll use like the guitar, the top of the guitar. I'll dig it into his back.
Pretty Malik.
Why am I here? Oh, I'm going home.
And Big Rossi.
UK sensation.
Yeah, that's me.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for all the efforts you're doing. Amazing morning you always give us.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6:03 on your Thursday morning. Good morning, Pretty. Good morning, UK sensation, Big Rossi.
Good morning, Chris. How are you? A what? It's not Chris.
That is not Chris at all. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Eddie. So we got a message early in the morning. Chris not feeling too well. And obviously, we all know, we've all learned in this pandemic, if you feel a little bit under the weather.
Stay away.
Exactly. If you feel just a little bit, whatever it is, you're always advised to stay home, and that's doing the right thing. So he's home today. Hopefully he will feel better later.
Just going to check the basketball game. Is there any on today or anything?
No, his team's out.
Okay, just checking.
His team's out.
Just checking. We've still got a good show lined up, though, this morning.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I thought you were looking after that.
You always say you're the big dude.
I'm sure I can find some things to do.
I have an idea. How about we do a prank phone call?
Yeah, well, let's play a classic prank. That's a good idea.
Because it's Thursday. I feel like we need the happy, positive vibes. I say we do a prank phone call.
I can put in maybe a news before the news.
That would be amazing. That's one of my favorite things. I love that we're discussing what to do on the show.
What else can we do?
Speaking of pranks, how did the Liverpool billboard go?
It was horrible. We'll discuss that in length as well.
Okay.
It must have been a great day for you, Big Rossi. The gossip is back as well. Loads going on with Kanye West. He has a new girlfriend. I'll tell you who it is as well.
We've got a couple of good prizes as well today. Obviously, the pop quiz is back at 7:10, but the Euros obviously coming up this weekend.
Yes, and we could be sending you to a very cool place to actually watch the Euros kick off, which is amazing. I know you're going to be really excited about this, right?
I can't wait. Sunday, it's 5 o'clock kickoff for England versus Croatia.
Sunday.
Yeah, so Monday.
You're either going to be in a happy mood or a sad mood.
Just tired, yeah.
We just don't know what's
going to happen. I might do it, Chris, and take it off.
It's 5 p.m. How long?
5 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah, so you'll be done by 7.
Yeah, I know.
Well, so that's
fine. If they lose, they're not going to show up the next day.
Yeah, because the misery is just going to continue.
Yeah.
But I wanted to share this. So I was flipping through the headlines and I saw this. The most livable cities for 2021. It's an annual list that's usually put together by The Economist. And it looks like, obviously, the cities where everything is looking good. Healthcare, infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this list didn't go ahead last year because of the pandemic. But the pandemic weighed heavily on what cities they consider the most livable in for this year.
Okay.
Are you ready for the top 10?
Go on.
Let's go.
So in at number 10, Brisbane, Australia. Most livable cities, 2021.
It must be beautiful there.
Yeah. Number 8, Melbourne, Australia. Oh, I'm saying it wrong. Chris
Melbourne.
Will just kill me for saying it.
Melbourne,
Australia. Then we have
Melbourne.
That's how I used to say it when I
say it that way because there's an R. So you're like,
that's exact. And I got made fun of. I remember also, side note, saying Birmingham.
Yeah.
Because we have a city called Birmingham in Alabama.
Funniest thing is watching Americans read the football scores. Leicester City 1.
I know.
Birmingham 0.
We read it like we see it. Anyways, okay, Melbourne. Then we got Geneva, Switzerland. Right?
Okay. Oh, Geneva, yeah. Expensive there, though.
These are the most livable cities 2021. Then comes Zurich, Switzerland. Then we've got Perth, Australia. I've been there. Wonderful place. Then we've got Tokyo, Japan. Wellington, New Zealand. And then your top 3 world's most livable cities. Adelaide, Australia. Literally anywhere in Australia, basically. Osaka, Japan. And the number 1 most livable city for 2021 is Auckland, New Zealand.
Wow.
And I think that's largely due to the way
they handle the pandemic.
Auckland.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's meant to be beautiful there as well.
Have you been to New Zealand?
No, but I've seen Lord of the Rings.
Does that mean you've been to New Zealand now?
Well, every single Lord of the Rings movie was filmed there.
They're filming right now, actually.
Are they?
They're doing, I can't remember, it's like a prequel or something like that, and they're filming right now in New Zealand.
Chris could have got in there. He could have auditioned as a hobbit.
Rossi!
Okay, then.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, let's talk about Camila Cabello. You know, we talked about body shaming on our show after someone had made a comment to Chris, and a terrible comment to Chris, not only online, but in person as well. And no one is, I guess, safe from this kind of behavior. Camila Cabello recently had posted a photo in a swimsuit looking absolutely stunning. No Photoshop, nothing. This is her real beautiful body on Instagram. And she's just started getting a little bit of hate on her body, the way her body looks right now. And everyone just went in on her. And obviously her fans came to her defense and were like, no, you look stunning. You're beautiful. You're beautiful the way that you are. And Camila went on to Instagram to also just thank fans for the love and support that she's been receiving lately, because that's just not nice to hear from anyone, right?
No, it's horrible, isn't it?
And honestly, I'm looking at the photo of her. She is stunning. Like, she's a gorgeous, gorgeous girl.
Where can I see the photo?
It's on her Instagram. It was on her Instagram stories.
Yesterday?
Yeah, this week. This week she posted it up. She looks stunning. It's like, just leave people alone.
People can be nasty sometimes.
And also, people need to realize that all the people that you see that you think are supermodels, flat stomachs, this kind of that, there's a lot of Photoshop that goes into those photos. Yeah. It is not reality, my friends.
Yeah.
Real bodies have curves, have things, you know, it's like...
And at the end of the day, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Thank you very much. So leave Camila Cabello alone,
yes,
is
please.
What I want to say. Mm-hmm. Now, it looks like Zendaya will be starring in Zayn Malik's new music video for his single Sweat. Mm. Now, we're not sure how this rumor started, but on Twitter, I don't know, someone did some deep investigation and has somehow figured out that she's going to be in this music video. There's no confirmation, but Zayn and Zendaya have been friends for a very long time. If you didn't know, back in 2015, they were actually romantically linked.
Wow.
Nothing really happened there. They've remained friends. Gigi and Zendaya, Gigi Hadid and Zendaya are very, very close. And Zendaya and Zayn are being linked on a movie project for 2023 as well. So who knows? Maybe she will be starring in
and
it.
And she is very lovely. I remember she came into the studio.
Yes, I love
Eddie. Yeah. I think Eddie took a liking to her.
She's like, she's just a really smart young woman.
Yeah.
Eddie was trying to, she brought her dad, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Eddie was trying to get her number from her wife.
What you talking about? What you talking
You're
about?
You're going to get Eddie in big trouble.
I'm joking.
He's absolutely
His
joking.
Wife will kill him.
Zendaya is super busy because, well, she's starring in Space Jam 2 as well, you know.
Oh.
And they just dropped a new trailer for the movie. I'm so excited for this. It's coming out in July. This is the first full trailer where we really get a picture of not just the Looney Tunes, but we also get a little bit of LeBron James's acting skills.
Well, he's going to be in a lot of the movie, right?
Well, yeah, of course. Obviously, he's like the Michael Jordan in the movie.
What was Michael Jordan like in that movie? Was
he
a good actor?
Yeah, yeah, he was fine. He was funny. I think he did a good job. So here is a little bit of Space Jam 2.
I'm a cartoon? Ah! I'm shorter than Kevin Hart! No.
What's up, Doc?
Bugs! Bring it here, man.
What brings you to Tone 1, Doc?
The computer dude kidnapped my son.
Hey.
What'd you do to my son?
The only way you're getting your son back is if you and I play a little basketball.
You want to play me in basketball?
Wow.
It seems good. Like, I think it's going to be a great movie.
You just give me a movie to watch with the kids this weekend? No.
Space Jam,
the
have
original?
They seen it?
No.
They
need to watch it.
Love it. I know, Eddie, your kids love it, right?
Yeah, my kids loved it. And
did
I told
they?
Them, and I told them there's this part two coming. Oh, they're excited.
Is
they're
it good for, like, Hytham's age? Because Hytham's the same age as Annie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So is it good? It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
They're going to love it. And also, in the movie, by the way, that's where we're going to see the debut of the Nike LeBron 19, which are his brand new shoes.
Wow.
So if you watch the trailer, you'll get a sneak peek at the sneakers as well.
Oh, right. That's interesting, isn't it? I wonder if he's... if he's going to take over Michael Jordan's shoe throne.
Oh, nah.
No way. No way.
There's nothing like the Jordans.
Yeah.
The Jordans are the OG.
Yeah.
Like,
iconic
cool,
right now.
Like the OG cool sneakers.
Yeah.
Sneakers were made cool by Michael Jordan. We'll just keep it at that.
Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries. So yesterday, if you missed it, Chris, by the way, is off sick. He's not feeling too well, so obviously doing the responsible thing, staying home. It's unfortunate because I know he would have loved to gloat about this today as well.
Missed your opportunity there, my friend.
Missed the opportunity. So yesterday, if you missed it, a billboard went up in JBR. Actually, 10 billboards went up in JBR. Now, OSN had started this thing a few weeks back where they took aim at Chris, put him up on the billboards, right? Talking about the Friends reunion, which is available exclusively on OSN. Mm-hmm. Then they put me on the billboard. Then we got you listening to the show to be on the billboard with us, the Chris Fade Show's Friends. Now, the only person that wasn't there was Rossi.
I wasn't invited at this point, yeah.
Yes. So you said, you got to get me on. And Chris said, dude, I got you. I got you, bro. I'm going to get you your own billboard at JBR.
And then he got me a billboard of me wearing red, which I never do because I'm a staunch Evertonian. And beside my photo, it said, Liverpool's number one football fan. Get off. This is not funny, Eddie. No, it's not. I'm not laughing. So, like, turn it off, please, Eddie. I can make a complaint to HR if you like.
Just calm down, dude. It's just a song. You can't make a complaint about that.
Oh, yeah.
So, you went down to JBR, super excited. The video of this is on Chris Fade Show if you want to go check it out.
It's already got like 15,000 views.
And lots of comments.
Unfortunately, people who have noticed are legendary footballers like Tim Cahill.
Tim Cahill saw it.
Reposted it, who is
he's upset
an Everton legend. And he's just shaking his head, disappointed. Trevor Stephen, a good friend of mine who's an Everton football player, cup winner, lives in the UAE, also disappointed in me. I got removed from the Everton Supporters Club.
No.
WhatsApp group.
Oh, wow.
All I know is revenge is going to be
the only good thing about this is the fact that I got a few followers. Like,
that's all
I think
he cares
I got
about.
Sympathy followers.
200 followers on Instagram.
Oh, man. Now, Chris is in here because Chris went down with you, but Nala went down with you guys as well, right?
Don't talk to her. She's probably annoyed with me because I left her there with Chris. I drove off.
So, Nala, how was it going down with Rossi and Chris yesterday?
It was hilarious seeing Rossi this disappointed, but I have to tell you guys something.
Yeah. Wow.
I have never been more disgusted in my life.
What? Whoa,
what happened?
Not only is Rossi's driving horrible, and
we know that.
You'll get his car is so dirty to the point where you'll find like crumbs, a lettuce on the floor. And I just couldn't sit properly. It was so disgusting.
Rossi!
Hold on. This is what happens when you have kids. They make a mess. It's not me.
Yeah, but you take it to the car wash.
Rossi. Yeah.
I'd be like, even like before I had kids, I was very clean in my car.
That's a lie.
Really?
That's a lie.
That is a lie because he found socks on where you sit.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So that has nothing to do with it.
I took them off. They were sweaty from the gym and I put them there.
I threw up in the car. It had a smell.
Oh, Nala, no. In my opinion, I think I'm good. I'm good because
okay.
I'm, the environment I look after, I could throw it on the floor like some people, but I throw it in my car.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hold on, everybody. I believe Rossi actually may be the messiest.
You think?
In the country. You do. I remember one time we were doing 20 schools in 20 days.
Yeah. I knew this would come up.
And did you give us a ride? There was a diaper. There was a dirty diaper in this man's car.
Yeah.
He took it out of the car and he goes, come on in, guys. And we had to go where? Like far. We had to go from our studios.
Sure, it was, yeah.
It was like Sharjah or Ajman even. And I was like, are you kidding me right now?
What would you rather? Shall I throw it on the floor, the diaper?
In the trash.
There wasn't a trash can or rubbish can.
Over here, I have to say in this country, there is a trash can literally every 15 steps.
Mm.
But I truly believe Rossi may be the messiest human that I have ever met. I may be wrong. I wonder if anyone else is as messy as Rossi, though. Can I just see?
What are we doing here?
0487155544. Maybe you have a partner who's really messy and just throws things around like Rossi.
Or maybe you are the messy one.
Or maybe you are the messy one. 0487155544.
How has this turned into this? This was meant to be about the billboard.
I mean, I think the billboard's gone now, isn't it?
Hopefully.
So we need something else to talk about. So 0487155544. Rossi, you say it's because you have kids. This is your excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll find out. You know, you'll find out. Nala, you as well. One day, your car just turns into a rubbish dump.
But I have kids and I don't leave my car that messy.
So I don't know. Maybe what? I'm wrong. Is Rossi the messiest? Maybe you're like Rossi. 0487155544. We've got Karen with us. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How
Hi,
are
Christy.
You?
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Morning, Rossi.
Hi, Karen.
What's going
morning,
on?
Morning, Rossi. I'm sorry, but I'm not with you on this one. I 100% agree you should get the revenge on Chris.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And it should be big.
Yes, yeah. That's
but
good.
You cannot make the excuse that your car is messy because of your kids. I have four kids. And I just never, ever allowed my children to eat in the car.
There you go.
You can't be going on that much
wow.
of a long journey that you allow your kids to make that mess.
Yeah, I do.
Listen to Karen.
Listen, Karen, I'm the king of staycations. I've been to every hotel in the country. So we do long drives, you know?
Yeah, and Nahla, I can understand. I've been in a couple of friends' cars where they have kids and I'm like,
yes, Karen.
Yeah, and only there's no excuse. My car looks like a brand new car inside and I have four kids. You just don't allow the kids to eat in the car.
Well, listen to Karen. Yeah. Four kids, Rossi. Four
don't
kids.
Allow the kids. What are they going to do then? They're just going to annoy me. I like to fill
no,
their faces.
They can wait until you find a place where you can park mm-hmm. somewhere and you can eat outside.
Are you the same,
They're
Eddie?
Not, they can't be going that much of a journey.
Yeah.
Well, I do let them eat in the car, but I make sure the car is cleaned afterwards.
Every time.
Not every, like, every once time a they week. Get. Like, how many times do you let them eat?
You're such a lazy human.
Like, every time your kids get out, you clean the car.
Yeah.
You are a lazy human.
Wow, this is too much.
Thank you, Karen.
I'm carrying 15 bags into the house. I can't be, like, picking up the trash as well.
Just take a trip back. Your car, you literally park outside of your house.
It's hot.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got 9-year-old Zara here who says that she's the messiest person. Zara, good morning.
Morning.
Zara, you think you're messier than Big Rossi?
Yes, because I have 34 pairs of socks beside my bed, and I leave a snail trail wherever I go.
I love that. So me and you are messy together, are we?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, to the messy people.
Yay!
Money. Take your money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Who do we have?
We have Emily on the line. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Hey, happy Thursday.
Thank you. Happy Thursday to you.
What are you doing, Emily?
Oh, just on the school run.
Rossi,
she's on the school run.
So what are you going to do after that? Do you go to work, home? What's the deal?
I actually work at my girl's school as well.
Oh.
So I'm staying there all day.
Oh, got it. How
she got cheaper school fees.
Rossi.
I don't even get that. I wish I did.
Yeah, that was because you said you were a teaching assistant, right? So do they not get an allowance towards the fees, no?
They do, but I'm just like a long-term supply, so I don't get them perks.
Oh, okay. Well, Emily, now I know this 10,000 dirhams just means a lot more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Where are you from, Emily?
We're from Preston, the northwest of England.
Preston. Not far from Liz. Not far from where
Aren't
Liz is
you from.
Aren't
you from the same place as Liz?
No, she's from another town away. But yeah, Preston's
okay.
Lovely. It's got some nice sights there. Like,
this is
Fishergate.
What's that?
Fishergate Hill.
Fishergate Hill.
What is that?
That's a hill.
It's a hill.
You've got Tokyo Joe's.
What?
Oh, that. Yeah, but I don't think that's there anymore.
It's a nightclub.
It's name, yeah.
People used to travel from miles around. Yeah, they used to travel for miles around to go to Tokyo Joe's. It was really good.
I just want to go back to the hill. It's just a hill? Like, it's literally just a hill.
Just the hill to the centre of the town, yeah.
That's the most exciting thing, isn't it?
that's as good as it gets.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, Emily, we're gonna try our best to get you this 10K. Either you spend it on the school fees, or maybe you can give it to the town and they can put something on the hill.
A castle. Maybe a castle on
a
the hill.
A castle or something. We got to make this hill exciting, okay?
Okay. We'll do it.
I've got 10 questions in front of me. Each one is worth 100 dirhams. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. Hopefully, if we have time, we'll get back to it. Who's that squealing in the background?
It's me.
Oh, that's you.
But you got the kids in the car, right? They're the most well-behaved kids ever.
They are pretty good, yeah.
Okay. All right. Come on, Mom.
Do
we
it
got
for
this.
The kids.
Come
Let's
on,
go.
Emily. Here we okay. go. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. Ashton Kutcher is married to who?
Oh, pass.
Which talk show host is the voice of Dory in Finding Dory?
Ellen.
True or false? Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding were once an item.
True.
Orlando Bloom is engaged to who?
Katy Perry.
True or false? Selena Gomez is older than Taylor Swift.
True.
Finish the actor's name. Robert D.
Nero.
Who is the Vice President of the United States of America?
Oh my goodness, that lady. I don't know.
Yep, that lady. Kiefer Sutherland played Jack Bauer in which TV series?
24.
Which singer was Heidi Klum previously married to?
Seal.
What boy band wrote a book together called Blood?
One Direction.
Ashton Kutcher is married to who?
Don't know, pass.
True or false? Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding were
true
one.
False. True.
Oh, you said true again. I couldn't. 500 dirhams. Woo!
Hey.
Better than nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
That'll get you a family brunch.
Yeah, definitely.
Emily, you have been so fun to play the pop quiz with, I have to say. These are the questions that you got wrong. Mila Kunis is married to Ashton Kutcher. It is false. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding were not an item. Selena Gomez okay. is younger than Taylor Swift. Kamala Harris is the vice president of the USA. And the Jonas Brothers have just announced that they're releasing a book called Blood.
I need to get on them social sites a bit more, don't I?
Nah, you're doing just fine. You're doing amazing, Emily. Have the best weekend ever and give our
you
love
too,
to the
guys.
Kids.
Thank you. Can they just say hi?
Of course. What are their names?
Zara and Hannah. Hold on. Let me put you on hand.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
Hi, hello. Zara and Hannah. Your mom did so good on the pop quiz. She did really well.
Yay.
Did you help her? Did you help her at all?
No.
Aww.
I don't think they'd know them answers.
Well, listen, have a great day at school, guys, and thanks for being on the show, all right?
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Written Nightcrawlers now. This is
Shahida, good morning.
Good morning.
She's happy for
happy
the
weekend.
Yes. What we want to hear. You excited?
Yeah, I'm enjoy weekend. I'm going to hold say the end with all responsibility.
Oh, yes. Go out, be responsible.
Be responsible.
The yes. Good message.
Oh, Shahida, that's amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You have a fabulous weekend, okay?
Okay, happy weekend. Aww. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What
it's
a
amazing.
Cutie. So Chris is off today. He's not feeling too well. Woke up not feeling too great. So obviously decided to take the day off. The responsible thing to do. So it's just the three of us this morning.
It is. Usually it's just the two of us when it comes to duvet though.
That's the thing. Like every Thursday, I think we've just gotten used to duvet taking over the airwaves at
yes.
this time.
And I know he's listening now. So I just want to send this message. Mate, I miss you.
Oh.
Duvet's not the same without you. But please stop listening to us on the radio.
So Rossi's going to do
a
solo.
Have a day off, Chris.
No. Rossi's not going to do a solo. What we want to do right now. Imagine Chris would come running into the with a hazmat suit on if Rossi was going to do solo. You can't do duvet without me. That's not going to happen. But what I would love to do, if duvet will allow me to do this, Rossi.
Yes. Oh, look, it's Chris.
Just kidding.
The look of Ross's face.
If you allow me to,
yeah.
Can I play one of my favorite duvet performances?
Yes, and it's good that this is one of your favorite because it ties nicely in with Emily, who we just had on, talking about the
you're
famous
still,
hill.
You're still talking about yeah, 20 minutes ago.
It's talking about the famous hill in Preston.
Well, this is duvet, ladies and gentlemen. Chris and Big Rossi doing Castle on the Hill.
Gentlemen,
two men, one voice. It's duvet.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother
and his friends.
tasted sweet perfume on the mountain
grass I rolled down.
He's right there. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart and broke it here. Made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the rolling fields in so long. I know.
I can't go home.
I'm on my way.
Go sing it, Ross. Come on.
Driving at 90 down those country lanes.
Yeah.
Singing to
no tiny dancer.
And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real. We watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
I've got this part, Ross.
Okay. Wow, Rossi.
Tell me when to go. Is it now?
I think it started.
Roll cigarettes. Run through the law, through the backfields, and getting drunk with my friends.
There we go.
I had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then.
You was younger then.
Take me back when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid.
We buy cheap spirits and drink them straight.
Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long.
We've grown,
but I can't wait to go.
I'm on my way.
He's on his way.
Driving at 90 down those country lanes.
Yo, country way.
Singing to tiny dancer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I miss the way you make me feel.
You feel.
It's real.
Come on,
we watch the sunset.
All right. You'll wake up up every single day. I gotta put my music this way, cause you gotta live on that big, big hill. Cause I got a castle on the hill, yo. I don't wanna drill. I'm trying to words that rhyme with hill. But all I came up was this. Look, mom, I bought a windmill.
You bought a windmill.
He bought a windmill. I bought a windmill.
Oh, he bought a windmill.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Hit us.
Okay, so it looks like Jennifer Lopez is gonna be moving to LA to have a fresh start with Ben Affleck.
Wow.
Apparently, she's ready to start a new chapter in her life. She wants to pack up her stuff in Miami, where she was currently living, and she wants to go and be with Ben Affleck. That's where Ben is based. He's based out of Los Angeles. She was even spotted looking at some schools in LA. So it looks like these two are going like full speed.
She's
ahead.
Moving on fast. Like,
I don't know. See, I feel like we can't really say that, because when it comes to the point when a couple announces their split, it doesn't mean they decide to split that morning.
Okay.
It means the relationship could have been on the rocks for months, for a year.
Makes sense.
You know,
and like, if a man was to move on fast,
no one would say anything, would they?
So
exactly,
chill out, Eddie.
All right? In my mind,
Jennifer and A-Rod were like the perfect couple.
I agree.
Like, they were meant to be. Like,
I agree.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like everything's over.
He did what he did, so he's got to pay the consequences.
100%.
Talking about moving on fast, when I say Kanye West is moving on, no one even bats an eyelid to say, well, you just filed for divorce in February.
He is moving on fast.
So, but now you say that because we pointed it out, Eddie.
No.
Listen, so Kanye West has a new girlfriend. It is supermodel Irina Shayk.
No.
Bradley Cooper's ex.
Correct, Rossi. Good job.
Thank you. I know that from Pretty Malik's gossip.
These two were spotted in France. Apparently, they were there for a romantic getaway for Kanye's birthday. He turned 44 this week. They were spotted landing in New Jersey on a private jet.
That's not in France.
No, they were spotted landing.
Okay.
In New Jersey
and
on a private jet, and then they left separately after that. So it looks like these two have been together for a few weeks now. That's his new girl.
Wow. So the plane came from France?
Yes, they were spotted in France,
wow,
too.
Wow, okay.
So it looks like these two are going full steam ahead, too.
Interesting.
And We can't talk about Kanye and not talk about Kim. So the end is near for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right? The show is coming to an end. The family is saying goodbye to the reality show after 20 years together. Now, on June 17th, it's going to kick off. It's a two-part series, The Reunion. Andy Cohen is going to be hosting it. They're reportedly going to be talking about everything over the past 20 years, no hold barred. Like, seriously.
Is this going to be live or pre-recorded?
Pre-recorded. They've already done it. Mm-hmm. The first trailer is here, and guys, it sounds juicy.
For the first time ever, I'm grilling the Kardashian Jenners. Why is the show coming to an end?
We're all feeling a little overwhelmed. We had done it for so long.
What people don't know is you said to me, I'm going to put you in a car. No one will find you. Just leave.
And I'll take care of it.
Wow. Do you think you owe him an apology?
Absolutely.
Do you think your relationship might have turned out differently if you hadn't shared so much of it?
Probably. Really? But I think the substance abuse was the deal breaker.
I was pretty irresponsible.
So do Courtney and Travis have your blessing? When Tristan first cheated on you, how did you know it will be done again? Chris, have you forgiven Caitlyn for how she treated you? Wow.
Like, it is so juicy!
Juicy!
I can't wait. So June 17th, that's going to go down.
There we go. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fry.
Big Rossi.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited for this. This is my favorite segment.
Are you ready?
Is it?
Yeah, it really is.
Even more than the gossip?
Well, the gossip is different. This is like my favorite thing that you do because it just makes me so happy. Okay. Just, we have to put a disclaimer though before you say anything, right?
Yeah, what is it?
That these are not true. Don't sue Rossi or us or anyone.
Yeah, Ariana, don't sue me for what I'm about to do here.
Uh-oh.
Here you we ready? Go.
Give me the intro. Hello. From the Big Rossi News Center, I'm Big Rossi and this is the news before the news. Ariana Grande has annoyed Spinney supermarket customers after she pushed to the front of the queue at the Motor City branch. Apparently, she went in with her entourage to buy all the carrots in the supermarket and went straight to the front of the line. She had this to say.
Here I am apologizing to y'all because I feel like seeing a video of yourself behaving poorly that you have no idea was taken is such a rude awakening. It's like you don't know what to do. I was so disgusted with myself. I shoved my face in a pillow and wanted to disappear.
Whoa, that's
hopefully,
big.
Hopefully she's learned a lesson from that one. Yeah. Kanye West was angering parents at a school. Troy Fat School it was indeed.
Wow.
After he tried to impress his new girlfriend, Arena Shake, the rapper was seen trying to acquire the answers to Arena Shake's children's exam results, but was refused entry at the front gate by Sway the security guard.
You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Come on, chill out.
You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers.
And finally, Taylor Swift has admitted that she's been driving in Dubai for the past 13 years without topping up her Salik.
What?
She was approached by the authorities after she racked up a load of Salik violations and was questioned about why she hadn't kept tabs on the fines. This was her reply.
I lost track of that in probably 2007.
Oh!
Wow.
I'm Big Rossi, and that was the news before the news.
Yeah! Oh, yay! We are about to do a classic Chris Fade prank phone call. Chris is off sick. He's not feeling too well, so he's taking the day off today. Hopefully, he'll be back on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd do a prank phone call for a Thursday, because we all need the laughs, right?
This was amazing. Do you remember the Louvre Museum? Well, it's still there. But they they had a little thing on there, didn't a little thing? A big show. It was the Van Gogh show.
Yeah, it was it was called
Van Gogh Alive.
Yes, that's what it was. Van Gogh Alive. And it was like this big thing going on. And for some reason, Chris decided to call up to try to get tickets to the show, and he wanted to know more about the show. He pretended to be a big fan of Van Gogh and thinking that Van Gogh, the artist who died...
In what year, pretty?
I don't know.
She's Googling.
Stall. Okay. Stall.
I'll tell you. Like, he had one ear. Ago. He had one ear. He chopped his ear off.
Oh,
and
wow.
He posted it to his girlfriend. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
What? You didn't know that Van Gogh chopped his ear off and sent it to his girlfriend?
He died in 1890. Is still alive.
Right, so Chris thinks Van Gogh is still alive.
Correct.
And he wants to see him in the show.
Exactly, he's excited to see him in the show.
Hello, good morning. How can I help?
Yeah, hi there.
Yes?
Name is Charles. I'm just calling up regarding the
Van Gogh alive?
Mm-hmm. How can I help?
I'm an art collector, been many years. Okay. I am absolutely elated, ecstatic, surprised, amazed.
Yes.
Vibrant. I'm happy that Van Gogh is alive.
Yes, yes. How can I help? So, I mean, have you been to the exhibition show? Not yet.
Well, not yet. For all these years, I thought he was dead. The fact that Van Gogh is alive right now, was he quietly
Yeah, hello?
Was he frozen and now back alive?
Well, basically the exhibition shows, I mean, all of his paintings will be on the walls. So basically,
and does he talk? Is he telling us why he painted these?
Well, the good thing is that his story will be put into life. I mean, all of his paintings will be there. It will be on the projection show. So it will be actually, you'll be immersed on his paintings. So it comes with all the music, you know, all of his paintings and stuff. So you should come there. You should visit there, really. Mm. It's really a different experience as well.
So was it mouth to mouth? How did they bring him alive? What was the technique?
Actually, for that one, it will be better if you can also check our website. You will see everything there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you search on Van Gogh?
Yeah, what type of... Has he missed a lot of the world? Like, has he come alive and realized that there's mobile phones now and the internet? Because he wouldn't have been a part of this back then, before he died. So, the fact that he's alive now, you know...
Yes. I mean, I would like to think so as well. But, I mean, for sure, you will love the show as well.
Okay.
I can actually give you a site. I mean, it is our website, and you can actually...
Sure, what's the website?
Do you have pen and paper?
Yeah, I'll just type it straight in. I've got a keyboard with me.
Okay, it's Van Gogh Alive.
Yeah?
UAE.com.
Got it.
All right.
Thanks
and
so much.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm just astounded that he's alive. I think this is fantastic. I think this Van Gogh alive right now. I always thought he was dead. The fact that he's alive is absolutely beautiful. Remember, the name's Charles.
Okay, thank you, Charles. And I hope to see you there soon.
Sure. Has he still got the one ear?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
He took his ear off, didn't he?
I'm not really sure, though.
Yeah.
I gave you all the information through tickets and stuff. But
Let me just Google if he's on your website. Will it say if he's got an ear or not?
Mm-hmm.
Will it say that he's got an ear missing still on the website?
I mean, all the information are there.
I can't see it.
Well, in the exhibition show, actually, it will. You will see all of his paintings there, including that.
Thanks, darling.
All right, thank you, Charles. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, darling.
Uh-huh.
It's actually Chris Fade from Virgin Radio. How you doing?
Oh my, I knew it, Chris.
What's up,
Virgin Radio?
Pretty Malik's gossip.
So Khloe Kardashian is standing her ground. She was criticized on Instagram for her birthday tribute to Kanye West this week.
Mm.
She posted a photo of Kim and Kanye along with Tristan Thompson and herself. It was a picture of the four of them.
Yeah.
And obviously wishing Kanye a very happy birthday. One Instagram user decided to bring out the keyboard warrior in them.
Uh-oh.
And say, "This tribute is too petty for me," suggesting that Khloe broke a sister bond, saying that the divorce was so hard on Kim and the picture was just uncalled for. Obviously, it must have been from a happier time in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of letting it slide, Khloe Kardashian was like, "Nah, you don't mess with me or my family." She decided to fight back and say, "You don't think me and my sisters talk about one another's feelings? We are with one another every day. This is my family, not yours. Do not comment as if you know unless you are actually in the know, weirdo." So
makes sense.
Well, Kim didn't seem too bothered because Kim posted her own tribute to Kanye for his birthday. So I don't know what this
just odd, didn't it?
Like, people think they know a lot, don't they?
Yeah. Mm.
And then they just assume.
They assume. The assumption is the worst.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys. I think Khloe would have more taste than to do something to hurt her sister.
Definitely.
Yeah, true.
So what has Drake spent $400,000 on? Any guesses? What would you spend $400,000 on?
A car.
What was Drake spent $400,000 on?
So you're saying
jewelry.
A car?
I'll say jewelry.
Jewelry. No, my friends. It is a mattress. It is not a bed frame. It is not a living room set. It is not a house. It is a mattress.
What?
It comes from a Swedish company called Hastings, and it's one of only a dozen made. It takes 600 hours to make one mattress. It is all handmade. It's made from horsehair, wool, cotton, and flax. It's made to last 50 to 100 years. The company Hastings will also send a team to your house 3 to 4 times a year to flip the mattress for you.
Flip it. That's his next song. Something about flipping it.
Flipping some mattress. $400,000 on a mattress, my friend.
Why would you need that?
It's Drake. Have you seen his house? It's like a museum.
Yeah, but still, like $400,000 on a mattress.
He's got that Drake money.
I still haven't seen his house, you know. I need to have a look at it.
His house is one of the most incredible things I've seen. I'm not kidding. His house. I've Google mapped it.
What is house, it? How do I see inside?
Just do Drake. Just Google Drake house.
Which
Toronto.
House?
Toronto.
Okay. Toronto.
I Googled. My sister lives in Toronto. I Googled how far Drake's house is from my sister. It is not very. It's like 15 minutes away.
Oh,
the
wow.
next so time I'm there, I'm doing a drive-by.
Your sister's doing well, living in an affluent area.
Her house looks nothing like yours.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at it right now.
Like, it's insane, Rossi.
It's a manor house, apparently. But yeah, it's got like a massive, like, I don't know, like an atrium with like...
It's insane. It's got a basketball court. Like, it's got everything. And finally, my favorite topic that I've been discussing since I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. The Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC.
Oh, here we
now,
go.
This battle has been going on forever, right? There is a clear divide between NSYNC fans and Backstreet Boys fans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys are actually friends. If you remember Chris, when he went to the Backstreet Boys concert in LA, he told us backstage at their concert was JC Chazé from NSYNC. So obviously they're friends now, but it wasn't always that way. Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC did an interview with Variety, and he was saying there was a time where he could not stand AJ from the Backstreet Boys. He said, quote, "There was a time when I couldn't be in the same room with this guy, but there's always been a mutual respect. And now that we're all parents, we've grown up." And they seem to have kind of moved on from that. So if you were wondering if there was that whole competition was ever real.
Yeah.
It was. They hated each other.
It's probably just you, Pretty, to be honest.
No, I don't think so, because Chris has said it himself. And why would he be doing an interview with Variety magazine if I was the only one?
Well, anyone who's listening to this surely doesn't care about that last story. I'm sorry to say. I think it's just because you're a Backstreet Boys fan, you put it in.
If you're a Backstreet Boy fan or an NSYNC fan, Rossi, I'll take either. You could be Team NSYNC or Team Backstreet Boys. We will entertain both. 04-871
We're doing this, sorry.
5544 Backstreet Boys fans, NSYNC fans, please call and save me.
NSYNC had more hits, though.
Don't
didn't
even
they?
Start. 04-871-5555 Muhammad. Good morning, Muhammad.
Good morning.
Hey, Muhammad.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. Great. Are you Team NSYNC or Team Backstreet Boys?
Team Backstreet Boys.
All the way.
And Chris, that's an important story, man. That's an important story because Backstreet Boys rules.
Thank you.
Okay, I feel that you're just a Pretty Malik fan and you're not a Backstreet Boys fan at all.
Nah.
Name the members of the Backstreet Boys, please.
You're asking to a Backstreet Boys fan just to name one. It's ridiculous, I would say.
Exactly.
You're avoiding the question. You're like a politician.
You wanted to know if people care about the story. Muhammad has called through and said he cares. Thank you so much, Muhammad.
Thank you.
Have a great day. He's not the only one. Reza, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Tell me.
I'm thinking as you think, Pretty. They were both the groups amazing, best, and we will never, ever gonna get that kind of groups, never, ever in our life back.
Agreed. Mm. See?
Both of them.
Thank you, Reza. I appreciate it. There you go, Rossi. I'm not the only one who cares about that story.
I just feel like these guys are Pretty Malik fans and they're supporting you.
No, they
are
fans.
Like, Reza, do you love the Backstreet Boys, Reza?
Well, yeah, later on, many, many years later, because I was thinking they're so girlish. At the age I was, like, listening to them. But later on, I stopped liking them.
See?
And I can sing and listen to them, every day.
See?
Wow, okay.
Rossi,
I just can't believe it. All right,
admit defeat, Rossi.
And have you never heard of calls coming through?
Reza, have you never heard of Oasis? Like, what's
you will never understand because you're a Liverpool fan.
Oh, get him off.
Yes. More calls are coming.
More calls are coming. We've got Roma on the line. Hi, Roma.
Yes, hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Roma. Are you team NSYNC or team Backstreet Boys?
Oh, BSB all the way. All
right. Do you care about the story that I just did in my gossip? Do you care?
I do.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Roma.
This is market research right now, live on the radio.
Here we go. We've got Zuena on the line. Zuena!
Hi, yeah. Zuena. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Do you care about my Backstreet Boys NSYNC story?
Let me put it this way. You are my fire.
Sing it, girl.
Wow.
The one.
Desire.
Beautiful. What do you think?
Yay! Beautiful.
Okay, I stand corrected. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Breathy Wing.
So, obviously, we've just been talking about the football. It's coming up, Euro 2020. I'm so excited. The whole city's excited as well. This weekend is going to be great.
Yeah.
Are you going to be watching any pretty? Because I know Jeff will be a fan.
I will not be watching voluntarily. I will be forced to watch. I don't even know what team Jeff goes for. What team? Where do the Manchester United players play? Like, what team do they play?
They're all over.
What was like the
Eddie's
biggest?
Eddie's a Man United fan as
who's
well.
Who's the biggest Man United player?
Who's the biggest, the best one, would you say?
Yeah.
Well, Marcus Rashford plays for England.
So he'll be supporting
he's
England.
He's up front for England, so
there you go.
That's a good one.
What about David De Gea? He's a Man United
the
player.
The goalkeeper.
He's a Man United player, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anthony Martial.
Look at you.
Am I saying the right name?
Wow.
Yeah.
Who does he play for?
You've got Bruno Mars. Bruno Fernandes plays for Portugal as well.
Okay.
David De Gea. De Gea is he's Spain, isn't he? Spain goalkeeper.
Anyway. There you go.
So I've got this thing, basically. This is a football crowd that are chanting, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it for you guys. And I have 9 options of what you're going to hear right now. The options are as follows. Bart Simpson bouncing. Rotating pirate ship. That isn't my receipt.
What?
Lobsters in motion.
This is a football game.
This is a football chant. Tell me what you're going to hear right now.
Okay.
That is embarrassing as well. Lactates in pharmacy. I'm chasing Martian.
There's a Martian in a football game?
Baptism piracy, and that isn't mercy, okay? So tell us what you're going to hear from this. It could be Bart Simpson bouncing, or it could be lobsters in motion. Tell me what you're going to hear right now.
Okay, go.
Ross is embarrassing.
I've heard something completely different. Can I say
too.
It?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
Ross is embarrassing.
Are you serious?
Play it again.
Ross is embarrassing.
Stop that.
Do it again.
Stop it.
Ross is embarrassing.
No. Stop. It's not. That is embarrassing. Or some people are hearing Bart Simpson bouncing.
No,
no.
It's
Ross is embarrassing.
This was not what we were meant to. No, just forget it.
I'm getting into football now.
Ross is embarrassing.
Woo! Go England.
Do you think if Chris was here, he would say the same thing?
Ross is embarrassing.
Just stop it.
Ross is embarrassing. This wasn't the point of the bit.
Just stop it.
That's going to be all weekend long.
Enjoy. I hope I don't get that sung to me when I go out of the weekend. Let me tell you.
Ross is embarrassing. Stop it.
Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show for your Thursday morning.
Yay,
and
Thursday.
That is it.
We're out of here. We're done. We did very well without Chris today. Hopefully, Chris is going to be back on Sunday.
Inshallah.
Hopefully, he feels better. Remember, if you don't feel well, do not go to work. Don't go to school.
Be responsible.
Yeah. Stay at home.
That Thursday-itis is such a big pandemic at the moment. He's taking it off because it's Thursday.
I highly doubt that.
He definitely is. Fancy's a long weekend, doesn't he?
You know he would do nothing. Like, he would do nothing all weekend long. He would just sit on the couch, watch TV like
me. Okay, let's see. I'm going to be watching his Insta stories, as everyone else will, at Chris Fade. Let's see if he ventures out the house today.
You think he's lying?
I want to see what he's doing.
Okay, save this, Eddie.
Yeah. No, don't save this, Eddie.
Save this.
I'm going to replay this.
Sunday morning, when Chris returns, hopefully, if everything's all good, if he feels better, we will play this to him, okay?
No, I was joking.
Yeah, joking. Yeah,
I was joking.
We're just going to go now. Yeah. I don't know what else I'm saying. Goodbye.
We'll catch you in the Hour of Power later tonight.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.